This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we noted how Jesus deliberately worked at having some important priorities in place as he launched his public ministry. Other qualities emerged as he responded to early challenges in his life. After his baptism, the Holy Spirit led him into the desert where he fasted and was tempted for 40 days by Satan. Such testing put steel into his veins for the challenges that lay before him. Following this ordeal, he was immediately confronted by the needs of people. He spontaneously responded by teaching them in the synagogue, delivering the demon-possessed, and healing the sick. As people's needs were met, crowds began to increase. More and more wanted to see him perform miracles. Jesus, however, deftly found ways to keep the demands of the crowds from dictating his agenda. He made time early in the morning to find a solitary place, where alone he sought his Father's guidance in prayer, as seen in Mark 1:35-39. I was fascinated by the care he took not to promote his ministry. He instinctively knew how crowds turned from being amazed at what was done to expecting more miracles to satisfy their curiosity, rather than seeking to know the one performing them. How contrary to how we do things in our day. When God does a work in lives, we want to let as many as possible know about it. In spite of his instruction to not publicize what he did, those healed or delivered spread the good news. His ministry from the start was compassion-driven. His spontaneous responses to the needs and opportunities he encountered were guided by the priorities with which he launched his ministry. His life is an example of grace and wisdom.